Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend. And that topic is simply saving the best for last. Saving the best for last. Now, we're all familiar with this concept because if you think about going to a restaurant, your favorite place to dine, then the appetizers are great and the entrees okay. But when you get to the dessert, that's when you get excited because the greatest chefs want to make sure the best experience with the restaurant. You see it so much if you go to a movie, then usually the best scenes are saved for the end of the movie so that everybody leaves on a high note, excited and eager to come back to watch the next film. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're familiar with the concept of saving our best for last, and the concept also applies in business because those who know how to turn the switch on and off as it relates to giving their best are the ones that are going to win every single time. My friends, I like to submit to you that there are four key areas where you want to make sure your best is on display. Four key areas in business where if your best is on display, you're going to win more often than not. It's summarized in our last acronym, the four key elements where your best is a must. Let's outline that today, my friends. That L in our last acronym reminds us of the importance of saving our best for leadership. Yes, my friends, think of all the people who look up to you. It all begins in your home. If you've got a spouse, your spouse looks up to you. I'm sure your children look up to you. I'm sure members of your community look up to you. And so much so, the more, my friends, your team looks up to you. Those individuals who recognize you as the one that encouraged them to join, to be a part. In football, the coaches are leaders and the quarterback is a leader. They often call them role models. So we've got to know how to save our best for those situations. And there's a way to do it. First of all, we've got to remember what our role is with the people on our teams. We've got four key roles. First, we've got to be responsible, on time, follow up, setting appointments, leading by example. That's all a part of responsibility. Then we've got to be opportunistic. When the chance arises to help somebody, we don't let that opportunity pass by. When the chance arises to heal or motivate or inspire, we don't let those opportunities pass by. Then we also are learners, my friends. The leaders, the greatest ones, are life learners. They are role models, meaning they're a perfection in progress. We're reading all the time. We're listening to podcasts. We're taking lessons. We're gaining certifications and additional credentials. So one of the ways that we lead is we lead by learning. Are you a leader when it comes to learning, my friends? Can people look up to you and follow your pattern of learning? They should also be able to follow your pattern of enthusiasm. That means that every day there's a smile on your face, a pep in your step, some joy in your heart. I know that one of my mentees calls me all the time, and when he does, I answer the phone the exact same way. I say, "Hey, man, how are you?" And I answer with such enthusiasm that it makes him laugh. He says, "Man, I'm waiting for the day when you don't answer the phone like that. When you answer the phone, maybe down or upset." But he's never going to hear that because as a role model, as a leader, I'm responsible to lead in four key areas: responsibility, opportunistic, learning, and enthusiasm. I have to be able to lead in those areas. Grade yourself as a leader on that role acronym, those four key elements that say you are leading your teams effectively. That A in our last acronym says, I must save my best for adversity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, challenges are going to happen. Disagreements are going to take place. Conflict will arise and adversity will rear its ugly head. And sometimes there are people who shrink in the form of adversity. They actually go backward when things get tough. They quit, they stop, they lose hope, they lose confidence. But that's not the way you're supposed to be, my friends. Can I tell you four things that you can do to make sure that you manage throughout adversity? I call it our best acronym. First, I've got to manage my beliefs. Because see, what's happening right now should never change what you believe down the line. So just because something doesn't look great today, doesn't doesn't mean you change what you believe. Remember that little book that we read called The Little Engine That Could? As it was going up the hill, even though the hill was steep, the little engine kept saying, I think I can, I think I can. In other words, he never forsook his belief system just because the mountain was high. Are you forsaking what you really believe just because you ran into some obstacles? My friends, I challenge you to forget those things that you're going through and focus on what you believe. That other element that helps us handle adversity is called emotions. Yes, my friends, I've got to manage my emotions during difficult times. That means I cannot allow myself to become stressed, discouraged, depressed, or defeated. I've got to manage my emotions. You know, I enjoy those people that put smiles on their faces no matter what they're going through. Visit your local hospital. Go to the area where the people are being treated for terminal diseases and watch how much joy you see on their faces. And many times, my friends, they come out on top. They come out because they manage their emotions. They didn't allow their blood pressure to get too high. They didn't allow themselves to get down in the dumps. They kept looking on the bright side, and that's how we make it through adversity. We also have to manage our systems in times of adversity. This is when our best is on display. See, there are systems that say there are certain things that you do come no matter what happens, you still do those same things. Well, my friends, I say to you that if you continue with the system, keep on making the presentation the way you make it, it's a system. Keep on sending the PowerPoint the way you send it, it's a system. Keep on inviting people to join the business, it's a system. Keep on reaching out to people on social media, it's a system. Keep doing everything systematically no matter what takes place, because that's how you win. See, in a boxing match, the boxer keeps his guard up no matter how many times he gets hit, because he recognizes that if he follows his systems, he'll win more often than he loses. Then the other thing I've got to manage during adversity, my friend, I've got to be best at managing my team. Remember, there are people around you that are going to look at and follow your pattern through adversity, and you want them to follow an excellent pattern. Yes, my friends and neighbors, not only must we have our best foot forward when it comes to leadership and when it comes to adversity, we all must be at our best when it comes to strategy. You know, thinking is an asset, and planning is a skill, and preparation is proof of expectation, and even collaboration is a part of strategy. I ask you, my friends and neighbors, what is your plan? Who's working with you? What are your desired results, and how will you adjust to reach your goals? Yes, my friends, I challenge you to be strategic. It's when we need to be at our best, when we have to rethink what we have originally planned. We've got to be at our best when things break down, and we've got to come up with a new way of doing things. Can you imagine how many ways the Wright brothers had to come up with in order to make that plane get off the ground, or how many strategies that Thomas Edison had to employ in order to make that light bulb shine? By the same token, my friend, strategy is a must. And last but certainly not least, we must be at our best when it comes to talent development. You've got gifts on the inside of you. You've got strengths that define you. And what you do best should be done always. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to do three things when it comes to your strength. Practice identification. Know where you are strongest and what your gifts are. Then practice appreciation. Embrace the things that are good about you. It may not be a talent that you originally thought you had, and it might not be the talent your friend possesses, but it's still your talent, and appreciate it. Then finally, my friends, optimization. That means that you're going to make the most of what you've been given. It's called playing with the cards that you've been dealt. I always say, it doesn't matter. Give me anybody on my team. If that's who I have, I'm going to work to my best to optimize that individual. And we can all do it, my friends and neighbors, when we seek to save our best for last. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. If you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.